You know, no matter what we do, no matter what we have, no matter what we surround ourselves in our life, there's always some voice deep inside of us saying, I want more. You know, there's an emptiness that unnerves me. It's an emptiness that has to be filled. And this really is the nature of our life. Most people aren't consciously aware of this. But you only have to take a brief look at their life to see that they're driven by this. And whatever it is, you know, whether it's the desire for success, for entertainment, for noise, for food, gambling, alcohol, even for love, there's this drivenness in us where we're never satisfied. And I think it would be true to say that the origin of so many of our problems is this hunger. You know, think of the last argument you had with a friend. Chances are, at the base of that, there was this sort of frustration caused by a hunger. This hunger isn't being met. You don't feel like you're being loved the way you should be. Or this person's getting in the way of you satisfying the hunger. You know, this is the nature of our life. And yet this is what Jesus comes to satisfy. You see, because this is an infinite hunger. There is nothing in your life which is going to satisfy this. And you have to be very clear about that. You know, you could have the whole world. You could have the most perfect marriage. You could have the most perfect family, the greatest house, the greatest job, with everyone adoring you. You will still be hungry. Because your soul has been created with a capacity for God, with a capacity for the infinite. And no matter what you fill your life with, you're still going to feel empty. The only thing that will satisfy is God. And not just the knowledge of God, but the abiding love, that encounter, that relationship, that love which sustains us. That is what we celebrate tonight. Tonight we celebrate this feast of the body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist, Corpus Christi. This amazing mystery of the way God has come to satisfy the deepest hunger of the human heart. Because God knows this is how we are. He made us this way. And God's been looking on for all of history, seeing the ways humanity has tried to satisfy this hunger in all the wrong ways. And so God comes to bring us his love. God comes to enter into an abiding relationship with us in a tangible way. And this is the heart of what we celebrate here in the Eucharist. Now, the Eucharist is Christ. The Eucharist is the encounter with the crucified and risen Lord. Now, we know that at the Last Supper, before he went to his passion, the Lord offered these gifts of bread and wine. But we also know that he had spoken to his disciples saying that this is more than just bread and wine, as we heard in the gospel tonight. The bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world. The wine that I give you is my blood. Imagery that to the Jewish mind was disgusting. As far as the Jews were concerned, blood was, you weren't meant to go near blood. It was unclean. To talk about giving someone your flesh was just, repulsive. But Jesus stands by this. And when the disciples question him, he says, what I've said, I've said. This was no imagery. This was no parable. You are free to leave if you don't understand this. Because what he comes to give us is himself. Not a symbol, but a reality. What we come here to encounter is God himself. The most beautiful encounter that satisfies this deep yearning of our heart. You just look at some of the imagery that's used in the scriptures. The beautiful imagery used in the book of Revelations, where St. John describes the vision of heaven. And when he gazes upon heaven, there at the center of heaven, he sees a lamb which appears to have been slain and yet is alive. And the whole church, all the saints, are bowed down in worship of this lamb. This image of Christ, crucified and risen. Once again, as John says in his gospel, this is the Lamb of God. This is the fulfillment of the Passover, the pure Lamb that will take away the sins of the world. And that there in heaven, everyone gathers around in worship. When you read that account, it all sounds very familiar, because it's the same prayers and it's the same songs that we sing as we come here to the Eucharist. That when John sees heaven open, the song that is sung is, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts." The same song we sing here tonight at the point when we encounter the heavenly reality. Because that's what this is. You know, so often the Mass can seem like some dull ritual that we just repeat again and again. But what God has given us is a doorway through which we encounter heaven. That even here, while we are still on earth, we are able to encounter the crucified and risen Lord. And with all the saints in heaven, we are able to also bow down in worship. This is the reality of the Eucharist. When you come here on a Sunday night, tired and bored, and hoping that the preacher stops and so you can go home early, you're in heaven. This is where we are. And this is what, you know, when we sing the Holy, Holy, it's there to remind us that this is where we have come to. When you die and eventually get to heaven, it'll all seem very familiar. You realize that you've seen it all before. Only here we see it hidden behind the sacraments through this image of bread and wine. But the reality is still the same. That it's at this moment that Christ comes to be united with us. And very much united as in a marriage. You know, once again, the image that's used in the Gospels where Jesus is referred to as the bridegroom and the church is referred to as the bride. You know, there's no mistake in the fact that as we come to communion, we all come and process down the aisle, just like a bride processing down to meet the bridegroom. Because this is the moment of encounter. This is the moment of union, where Christ comes and gives himself to us, where he is united with our hearts. And as in a marriage, two become one. We become so united with Christ that we can honestly call ourselves the body of Christ. You know, St. Paul says, "It's no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me." This is the Eucharistic reality. We have been caught up in the life of the Trinity. We are caught up in an infinite love. And this is the love that satisfies our hunger. Every time we come here, Jesus is saying to us, you don't have to go looking elsewhere. All the desires of the flesh, all the things that are being marketed to you, all the things you chase after, none of these are going to satisfy the yearning of your heart. But here in the Eucharist is the one thing that will bring you life. Now, of course, as we said, it looks so ordinary. If we gaze upon the Eucharist with the eyes of our flesh, all we see is bread. And once again, as it says in the letter to the Hebrews, what we have come to is nothing known to the senses. What we have come to is a spiritual reality. And we need to pray for the grace that our souls would encounter this. That our spirits would be awakened to not just see bread, but to see an infinite love. To see a love that is so inflamed that it will set our hearts aflame. That it will satisfy the deepest yearning of our heart. There is no need to leave this place wanting. There is no need to leave this place hungering for more. because here is the one thing we seek. This is the source of all power. If we truly knew what we were receiving here, we would just be completely overwhelmed. You know, if whatever it is you seek, if it is healing that you seek, come to the Eucharist. Because here is Christ, the same Christ that reached out and touched the broken, reached out and touched the paralyzed, and caused them to rise again. Here is Christ who raised the dead. When you receive the Eucharist into your heart, that precious moment is a moment of healing. That precious moment is the transformation of your life. Whatever it is you seek, whatever prayer you have, cry out to the Lord at that moment. Because this is God who comes to touch you. God who comes to be united with you in the most powerful way. Our lives should be completely transformed every time we come here. Now, whereas we read the stories in the Gospels of those who gathered in the crowds just to see Christ, we are in such a more privileged position, because we are not just a spectator in a crowd, but we are the one who is able to encounter him and be completely united with him. It's as though we begin heaven this moment. We begin our eternity. We start to live this glorious life every time we come to Mass. So seek him. Actively pray for the eyes to see what is happening here. Pray for the grace to be able to understand what it is you receive and to receive it with faith. Receive it with the faith that would seek the healing. Receive it with the faith that would seek the transformation and that would suddenly put everything else in its correct priority. If this truly is Christ that we receive, then everything else should fade into the distance. Every other desire, every other want, every other thing that we seek to try and fill our hunger should just fade away, because the reality has come. Christ is in our midst, and he comes to be united with us. So tonight we want to really focus on this reality. So after communion, we want to have a bit of an extended time of encounter with the Lord. That this is Christ who is coming to heal us. Christ who is coming to transform us. So after communion tonight, we're going to have an extended time of silence just to sit. This precious moment to sit with the Lord, to worship him, to cry out to him. We truly believe that Jesus wants to work in our midst this night. He wants to bring healing, but he also wants to stir us up. He wants to set hearts on fire this night. That Christ wants to come and change the way you see the world, so that you will see him as being the Lord of all. That you will see him as being the most important thing in your life. He wants to encounter you this night with his love in a way you have never known before. So let's prepare ourselves. Let's just take this moment to step away from all the other things that we hunger after, all the other distractions that are flowing through your mind at the moment, all the worries and cares. They're of no concern, because we come here to encounter Christ. We come here to encounter heaven. So let's bring a real stillness to our hearts this night so that we can be fully aware of what we receive.